Just as we begin to settle our posture and breathing, just take a moment to be in gratitude for whatever in your mind engenders the sense of gratitude, gratefulness. Rejoicing. All the beings along the way have helped us get to this place where we can hear about the reality of samsara, that once we hear about it, we can't deny it. It may take a while before we actually understand that even the happiness we experience is only momentary. And according to the view of a Buddha, it's just actually also in the nature of suffering, because it's contaminated by this grasping and it's impermanent. It doesn't mean we can't enjoy our happiness. We should, as much as possible, but it just means that we should be aware that there's something bigger, greater, beyond. Like I mentioned at the beginning, the metaphor my friend Roger made up about being given the key to Fort Knox, which is where all the American gold is kept. But there's something distracting that you like. Maybe it's a man or a woman or a video game or a movie or a big meal or a pile of cakes or something. And so we end up, we've given 5 minutes to go as much gold in our pockets as we can, but we end up at the gate with this distraction and never go in. I like that one. It's kind of like that. So we have this key to the Fort Knox right now, only it's something much better than gold. It's freedom from a body and mind that continually goes up and down with sickness, with emotional distress, with anxiety, with excitement, and with death over and over again. So it's for me, it's helpful to be remember to be grateful that I have this opportunity. Grateful to my parents, grateful to my Casey and my father moving to Berkeley, where I could meet Buddhism at an early age, and all the Christian upbringing I had that made me interested in something higher than myself, and the teachings on compassion and loving thy neighbor as thyself. And for all my teachers that taught me to read, and my brothers and sisters, and all my friends, and all my past lives that created the cause, so that when I met the Dharma, it made sense to me. Just so grateful. But most importantly, we're grateful to the Tibetans. They endured, so much incredible suffering we can't even imagine, living in a prison camp for 10 years with half your friends dying of malaria and dysentery and still carrying on the Dharma, so precious. They understood how precious it was. And then the bravery of coming to the West and putting up with these funny people, these hippies, and Lama Yeshe traveling when he was sick all the time. He used to come back from his room and just vomit, you know, he was sick. And he kept going, you know, and the doctors gave him a few months to live. He lived for 10 more years, traveling all around the world. The kindness of the teacher is just so, you know, Lama Zopa wanted to stay in Laodo, you know, he didn't want to come down. Jackie Keeley had to get a helicopter and go get him. Because once he got to go back home, he didn't want to leave again. Incredible patience he puts up with us, you know. We just never get it, and we're always doing the stupidest things, and he just keeps going. This undying love, just like for each one of us, you know. It's our teachers are so amazingly developed, you know. Remembering their kindness is just, it really inspires us when we think about the kindness of the beings that have taught us and brought us to the West and gone through all the hardship they went through to gain the realizations they have to share with us, you know. So much gratitude. They never give up on us, even though we're always standing at the door of the Fort Knox, eating the pies and flirting with the girls and going into the shop and buying pretty dresses or new shoes or whatever we do, all the things we do, you know, for light little children. Not denying how difficult our lives are, that's true too. I'm not belittling these difficult situations we have. And gratitude to ourselves for making it through these difficult times and continuing to care for our lives and our family despite the karmas that are arising. Never giving up on our family and friends. So just this really in this wonderful form of gratitude, you know. And although we are compelled and must do what we can in the more material sense to help, it's always important to keep the inner goal, enlightenment, there at all times. That comes from internalizing refuge, from practicing refuge not only in the outer teachings and the outer teachers and outer friends, but cultivating a gratitude for our own ability. Because I think Lama used to say, you know, our greatest, and Nelson Mandela, but that poem he wrote, you know, actually our greatest, one of our greatest obstacles is not having enough faith in ourselves. That's why it's so easy to stay distracted at the door to Fort Knox. We don't believe, you know, that we can actually attain enlightenment, you know, somewhere. Or we don't have enough faith in ourselves to believe that if I actually practice every day, I can create this inner refuge inside of myself where I can go to when I'm full of emotionality. So we just take a moment to think about refuge, visualizing the Buddha and Mother Prajapati at his heart and her enlightened mind manifested in her heart, enlightened wind and mind. And just take a moment to not only have gratitude, but think about how wonderful it would be, you know, if we could attain that state. Not only for ourselves, but just to be a beacon, you know, a lighthouse in the fog of all the beings on this planet. and develop just a longing, just feel a longing to be free. That aspiring bodhicitta. And if that's too abstract, just wishing to be, you know, free of the what's binding you now. Just to being more simple and more kind and more calm and more joyful and more satisfied and content and less blown by the karmic winds that blow, and we react and we're just constantly reacting. We don't even have to think of it in Buddhist terms, you know, just wanting to have a more stable, open heart for ourselves so that we feel safer and more, more safe and at home within our own life, with less anxiety and, you know, less ups and downs, and knowing that it's possible, it's just my mind. I can change my mind, I can change my nervous system with just a little effort. So with that visualization of the teacher, the one gone beyond, the Muni, the great Muni, maybe we'll just start with doing some chanting of the mantra. And as we do it, we'll just take refuge in our mind. We don't have to say the words. But just feel in your heart that you're turning your mind to your future enlightened state, reflected in Mother Prajnaparamita, reflected in Buddha. And then feel that connection with that lineage. And we have gratitude not for our teachers, but for their teachers, and for their teachers, and for their teachers, all the way back to Buddha. And he, wherever he, you know, his realizations. You know, it's like if we wanted to, we could visualize, you know, all those beings. You know, Geshe Chikawa, and his teacher Shawawa, and Potawa, and Dontompa, and Atisha. And all of Atisha's teachers, Silingpa, and, you know, and Lama Tsongkhapa. And just feel that connection and feel their blessings and their love pouring down on you like rain and giving me the inspiration to wake up, to remember to look at my mind. Taya ta om muni muni maha munaye soha. Taya ta om muni muni maha munaye soha. Taya ta
Ta Sayata Om Muni Muni Mahamanaye Soha. Sayata Om Muni Muni Mahamanaye Soha. Sayata Mahamanaye Soha. Tayata Om Muni Muni 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 Mahamanaye Soha. Tayata Om Muni Mahamanaye Soha. Tayata Om Muni Muni Mahamanaye Soha. Tayata Om Muni Muni Mahamanaye Soha.
And then imagine the white, no, it's just imagine the nectars and rays from the heart of the Mother Prajnaparamita. As we breathe them in, right directly to our heart. Or if it feels better through the crown of your head, but just breathing in, don't even really need to think about it, just coming into your body through all your pores and energizing the inspiration to practice, to attain enlightenment, to get out of this situation, you know, of taking rebirth after rebirth, never knowing what's coming next. And as we breathe in, we feel their blessings, filling our body with rainbow light, purifying and energizing our five elements and our five wisdoms, purifying the five aggregates. And as we can imagine, as we breathe out, we just become little beacons of rainbow light shining out from this building, first all to each other, helping each other, our Sangha, and then out to the volunteers, and everyone in Greenough, in Northumberland, in England, Scotland and Wales and France and Germany, Greenland and Norway, and out around the whole world and every being in the world. And by doing that, as we share, you know, these blessings, our own sense of I becomes less important, less huge, and melting into rainbow light. Rainbow light that's in the nature of love, gratitude, compassion, a warm sense of that comes when we think of people that we love, a warm and joyful sense. And then the Buddha dissolves into Mother Prajnaparamita, and she dissolves into the subtle wind and mind at her heart. Bright, bright, bright like the sun, completely obliterating our afflictive emotions and ignorance. Comes to the crown of our heads, settles down into the center of our own subtle mind, in the very center of the heart chakra, the center of the chest, inside that central channel we spoke about yesterday. And it's so bright, it just radiates peace and awareness, the ability to recognize the clarity, awareness, and emptiness of the mind. Immediately we recognize that thoughts are just in the nature of the clarity of the mind, not concrete, just reflections in the mirror of consciousness. As we settle our awareness into the heart, even the sense of I can just melt into a vast space, a sea of awareness, clarity, no form. is the ultimate refuge, total peace. We can just end the meditation with the prayer, you know, think to ourselves, may I cut this continuum of self-grasping. May I train in love, compassion, and the mind of enlightenment. And we just see unsurpassable union of relative and ultimate truth. Compassion and emptiness, compassion and wisdom, or bliss and emptiness. For all sentient beings, swiftly to the paths as set forth by Buddha and his followers. Please inspire me with rains of compassion. And recognition of what actually is going on in my life from day to day. May I be healed. May I be at peace. May I be joyful. May I be a benefit to others. And may all beings experience this as well. Then we can chant the dedication. We can change that word merit. We can make it by this. Oh, it doesn't say merit there. It just says by this virtue. Oh, that's good. By this virtue may I become Buddha. Breakfast, and we'll be back here at 9:30.